I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Indoor flower shows are a very unique American phenomenon. It all started in Philadelphia when gardeners got tired of winter and began holding events to show off their prized indoor houseplants and flower arranging skills. What started as a simple get-together among garden clubs has bloomed into a huge industry. The biggest show is the Philadelphia Flower Show, but I like the smaller shows, like the one in Connecticut that's happening now. The Connecticut Flower and Garden Show in Hartford is a good place to relax and get a taste of the sights, sounds, and smells of spring. Over 1 acre of gardens transforms the convention center into a garden paradise. Themed gardens featuring pollinators, native plants, vegetables, herbs, containers, and landscapes give us ideas on what to grow in our yards. I love this show because the demonstration gardens are small and approachable for my yard. Plus, seeing daffodils, lilacs, crabapples, and hyacinths in full bloom in February is a treat. While the gardens are inspirational, there are more than 300 booths selling gardening and craft products, as well as plants and seeds. The flower show's roots in flower arranging and plant design still exist, with the Federated Garden Clubs of Connecticut having a competition featuring botanical art, photography, and flower designs. There are also over 80 gardening seminars on a variety of topics from tomatoes to roses. I'll be speaking on Saturday about growing pollinator gardens, so stop by and say hi. Come get a taste of gardening at the Connecticut Flower and Garden Show and hopefully walk away inspired for an early spring. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about celery. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.